O Lord, in the simplicity of my heart, I have offered up everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast day of St. Evaristus, Pope and Martyr, children. Children, what do you do when you have a problem? Not an arithmetic problem, although sometimes arithmetic problems, I remember, can pose a real problem, but I mean a regular kind of a problem that comes up during the day, especially when that problem is almost an answer to a prayer. Well, today's saint, Evaristus, was born in Bethlehem, the city of peace, just as our Lord was. And his father left when he was very young, and they ended up in Rome, and he was elected one of the first popes, the fifth successor to St. Peter. And the church was growing at that time, and the emperor, whose name was Neva, said that the Christians did not have to pay the Jew tax. The Jew tax was a special tax for the Jewish people, and if they paid it, then they were exempted from having to worship the idols on account of their religion being different and special. Well, it was good for the Christians not to be thought of as Jews anymore, because they weren't, but then that meant that they could be persecuted like everyone else if they didn't worship the idols, and indeed, they did not. But in spite of that, the church continued to grow and got bigger and bigger. So our saint today was the one who set up, in effect, parishes throughout the city of Rome, and the priests in charge of those parishes would eventually be called the cardinals of the church, who would then elect the next pope. That only happened later on. Well, that was a good thing that the church was getting big and there were plenty of priests to go around now. But then it got to be a problem because some of the priests were full of themselves and were very proud and had strange ideas, and the pope had to suffer very much. When he was arrested and taken off to prison himself for his Catholic faith, the jailer remembered what a beautiful smile he had on his face because he was going to offer up his life to our Lord. There's another saint that comes today, and his name is Saint Sed, and he lived centuries later, and he lived in England, and he was a monk who became a missionary, and he was sent to a place called East Saxony, and he was successful, and he became a bishop, and the king, one of the kings, he had lots of kings back then, one of the kings called Ethelwald, of a little kingdom called Deira, offered him land to build a monastery, which was very nice of the king, our saint thought, until he went out to see it. And it was way in the middle of nowhere, very hard, almost impossible to get to, in what's called the fells, which are hills, with sort of a very low vegetation on them. Well, our saint, instead of being angry or upset, because he was a saint after all, stayed there for 40 days, and he fasted and he prayed, that was the custom of those monks, to consecrate this land to God's glory. And it became a monastery called Lastingham. And that monastery gave missionaries and priests to all of the area around there. And when our saint died, there was another problem. There was a plague. And the saint died, so then more monks came to take his place. And then everybody died of the plague who came there, except for one boy, because he wasn't baptized, God spared him. And that one boy, he grew up to be another great monk and missionary, and the monastery got filled again until the Danes came and destroyed it. In other words, there are always problems, children, but then there's always good possibilities and blessings from God. What should we do when the problems come? We should do what we're going to do at Holy Mass in just a moment. We should offer it all up to God. Or as Saint Ched did, we should offer up and consecrate these things to God's glory. Think of that at the offertory of today's Mass, will you? Think now, what am I worrying about right now? What are my problems? Let me just offer them up to our Lord with a smile, and you'll see what he'll do with them. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.